For WKU Public Radio, this is Lee Stott.
Romantic souls in tune make music, only heard by other souls who sing the same song.
That's Benny Beach reciting one of his poems. Benny P. Beach, Professor Emeritus, played an important role in the long and storied history of music at Western Kentucky University, a colorful tapestry that involved Lyndall Mitchell, also bandleader Billy Vaughn, Jimmy Sacca, and the Hilltoppers.
If I didn't care.
And later on, Doc Livingston, Sylvia Kirsenbaum, and others too numerous to mention here. Benny Beach was born 87 years ago in Ethel, Mississippi, a town no bigger than the room we're in, Benny told me. And yet Ethel, Mississippi is the hometown of three world-renowned people, Oprah Winfrey, Pup McCarty, a potter whose art is seen worldwide, including the Louvre, and Benny P. Beach, who became a prominent member of the WKU Music Hall of Fame.
I came here in 1953.
1953
from Nashville. I had been at Peabody at Vanderbilt for 3 years. Well, for 2 years, and then I taught in 1952 at Isaac Litton High School before I came to Western in 1953.
Benny was a professional trumpet player, had his own band, and played in the Nashville Symphony. For 20 years, he says, he traveled between Nashville and his job at Western.
When I came here, we had 1,685 students in Western, the whole school.
The whole school.
And 70 faculty members. It's mind-boggling to see, first of all, what has happened on the campus.
This is from the Symphony No. 3 by Roy Harris. What is your impression of Roy Harris? I understand you got to know him pretty well.
Roy Harris was a very, very dear friend of mine, and his wife, Johanna, who was a great pianist. They were just very dear friends, and I corresponded with him when I was living in Mississippi, and he was composer in residence at Peabody, and that's why I went to Peabody, because of Roy. And we were there, and I studied with him and was with him almost daily for 2 years, a time which I really treasure.
What was he like to work with?
He is a wonderful man. He's considered America's first symphonist, you know.
Right. He's famous for the Third Symphony, especially.
Yes. He wrote seven, and I helped copy part of the seventh when he was doing it.
Really?
Roy would stand at he was like Ernest Hemingway. He had a big tabletop that tilted back, and he stood to write. He never did sit down to compose.
He stood to write.
And his paper that he composed on was enormous. He ordered it from Canada. There were huge sheets of manuscript paper so that he could write. And then Johanna, his wife, would perform some of the things he wrote, and he had put it up on the piano for her. He played worse piano than I did, but he was, of course, a great composer.
How do you occupy your time now? What do you do?
I write a great deal. I write poetry and write ideas and write music daily. Man lives with two unyielding mysteries, life and death. The world has only one major flaw, the people in it.
Recently, while a chilly light rain fell, Benny Beach the philosopher came to Western and with music department head Mitzi Groom toured the brand new state-of-the-art WKU rehearsal hall.
It's mind-boggling.
After 28 years of teaching at WKU, Benny P. Beach retired in 1981. For WKU Public Radio, this is Lee Stott.